In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we begin the beautiful month of May, one which is observed with great solemnity at our seminary in Gricigliano. Every evening before the office of Compline, the entire community gathers outside in front of the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary to sing a beautiful hymn to the Blessed Virgin, a different one each evening, before proceeding into the church to sing Compline. I certainly encourage you to do likewise within your own families, and certainly to be faithful to your Most Holy Rosary every day of this month of May. Today I take a moment to speak to you about the rich history of this first day of this month dedicated to Our Lady. It was divine providence itself which decided how this first day of May should be observed from the earliest generations of Christianity. For before the close of the first century, this day was already consecrated by the blood of the holy apostle Philip. It was Philip who laid down his life for Christ today in Phrygia, at the close of his preaching. It was also, some time later, as the church was emerging from the catacombs, the day of the dedication of the Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Rome, a basilica which you can still visit today, although this basilica was completely rebuilt after the Great Schism. Its restoration was ordered by Pope Martin V after the end of the Great Schism in the West, for it had been destroyed by an earthquake. And as I tell you every year, in preparation for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, it was at this time as well that it came into the hands of the conventual Franciscans, and thus began the very beautiful tradition of the Solemn Novena to the Immaculate Conception, which we observe every year here at St. Mary's and on all the other houses of the Institute of Christ the King. But the original Basilica of Antiquity was consecrated on this day, this 1st of May. Furthermore, it was the day of the translation of the relics of St. Philip and of St. James, that is, St. James the Less, to this holy basilica. It is important to remember that in ancient times, while the most important day to observe for a saint was the day that he died, that is his heavenly birthday, and especially the day in so many cases that he obtained the palm of martyrdom, in very many other cases, what was nearly as important was the day on which his relics would be translated to a church. And so on this day, these two apostles' relics were transferred together to this Basilica of the Holy Apostles, where they remain to this day. And thus it is that in any older missal you have, you will find on May 1st, marked the feast of Saints Philip and James. You might be wondering by this point, when am I going to get around to talking about St. Joseph? The Mass we celebrate today is the Mass of the Solemnity of St. Joseph. For the past few years, it has been permitted to all those who celebrate the traditional Mass to say this Mass on the 1st of May. This Mass of the Solemnity of St. Joseph was instituted in modern times by Blessed Pope Pius IX. It was to express a universal devotion among the Christian people towards St. Joseph, especially the idea that the Feast of St. Joseph on March 19th was simply not sufficient to express our devotion toward the foster father of our Lord. For March 19th, unless it is transferred due to Holy Week, is always celebrated during Lent or Passiontide, and therefore not with such great solemnity. The idea then behind the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which was for a good couple generations celebrated even with an octave, was to rejoice fully in the glories of the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was even, although this is not stated explicitly in the text of the Mass, to share in the pious belief of so many of the saints that after our Lord's resurrection, Saint Joseph took part fully in the resurrection of our Lord. And that is, although Saint Joseph truly did die and descended to Abraham's bosom, nevertheless, he rose again with our Lord and now reigns body and soul in heaven. The Church has never defined this as a doctrine, but many saints believed it, including our dear Saint Francis de Sales, and one is welcome to hold this pious belief. Indeed, many writers hold that surely Saint Joseph must have been included among those of whom Saint Matthew speaks. We heard on Palm Sunday when he says that the tombs were open and many of the bodies of the saints arose. Nevertheless, this solemnity of Saint Joseph was not fixed on May 1st, but rather the Wednesday after Good Shepherd Sunday. Why then a feast of Saint Joseph on May 1st? During the 1950s, Venerable Pope Pius XII wished to invoke Saint Joseph especially, considering also the work of his predecessor, Leo XIII, in this regard, invoke him especially in response to the false ideologies which were taking in and deceiving Christian workers around the world, the ideologies of communism and socialism. This was expressed in the great socialist holiday of May 1st, which is May Day. It is the rough equivalent of our Labor Day here in the United States, but it is of far greater importance in Europe than it is here with our Labor Day. Pius XII then wished to have a feast of St. Joseph, which he then called the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, on May 1st, in order to baptize, as it were, this socialist holiday and consecrate it henceforth to St. Joseph, to remind workers that by all means the Church loves them, cares for them, and holds them up, and it calls upon them to imitate their heavenly patron, St. Joseph. Well, we certainly cannot fault the Venerable Pius XII for his great and noble wish to baptize this holiday in this way. Sadly, we must reflect also that he did not achieve what he wished. I lived in Italy for 7 years, and I can assure you, while on May 1st you will find plenty of Italians to wish you a happy May Day, if you respond by wishing them a happy Feast of St. Joseph, you will only get a blank stare in return. Nevertheless, today we celebrate this Mass of St. Joseph and invoke our heavenly patron, and by all means, in union with all the members of the Diocese of the Cross, for this diocese is dedicated to St. Joseph the Worker, implore his patronage for all of our families, but especially for all laborers. St. Joseph, patron of all workers and pillar of families, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.